Good evening. Welcome to the third installment of Financial Intelligence. I'm Louisa Stevens, and today we're going to talk more about managing your current financial resources. In the last episode, we dealt with five strategies to begin creating financial time and money leverage so that you start having the kind of flexibility you need in your life to live the life that you want. To recap, we dealt with five topics. The first one was managing your current financial resources. This is the topic of today's discussion, and we'll deal with it in a little bit more detail. Secondly, in the next episode, we'll be dealing with network marketing. And then I will be dealing with starting your own business, then investing, and then finally, making yourself redundant. Yes, making yourself redundant, because you do not want to be tied to that business that you love so much or that job you love so much if you want to actually to start creating some freedom for yourself. Now, how do we then start managing one's financial resources, which is today's current topic? The average family these days has very limited financial resources. We have so many demands and obligations on our resources, and you often have more month after the end of your money because you have to pay for property, somewhere to live, food and groceries, transport, you know, other medical expenses such as other costs such as medical expenses, education, holiday savings, entertainment. Now, most people, when they think about holidays, they think, what holiday? You know, we have a staycation rather than going on vacation because we can't afford to simply go away. And, you know, talking about savings, forget about that. Most families are actually falling behind every day because they're struggling to actually keep track and pay for their current expenses today. So how does one start managing their own financial resources so that they have, you know, they can have more in their lives? Well, the first thing is making more money. But of course, this is easier said than done. And that is why we're going to spend the next three episodes dealing with that in more detail. So I would, you know, ask you to just come back the next time around so that you can learn more about that next time, because today we're simply going to deal with managing your current financial resources. So how do we do that? Firstly, you have to look at simplifying your life, cutting out the things that are not really necessary in your life. And then you need to start looking at, paying yourself first. Because if you pay yourself first, you will have more in your life to start creating what you want. And then finally, finding free money all around you. Yes, free money. There is a lot of money all around you, but most people today are so bogged down by making a living that they forget to actually take advantage of what is all around them. And now we're going to first deal with the topic of simplifying. What does simplifying mean? It simply means cutting out what you don't need in your life. You know, today it's so easy to get swayed by advertising and start buying things that you don't really need or want in your life, such as buying that 100 or 200 channel bouquet on satellite or cable that you don't really watch because you're too busy working or actually spending time with your family. Buying that imported beer or wine instead of buying a local equivalent that is just as good. You know, if you go back and look at the last 90 days of your bank account statement or credit card statement, you'll find that there are lots and lots of items that you're spending your money on that you really, really don't need and you can actually live without. But, you know, if you then start becoming a little bit more savvy and a little bit more, you know, discriminating on what you spend your money on, you can actually stretch that back. The second thing to do to actually start simplifying is limit your cash resources, your cash withdrawals. It's so easy to spend money when you've got it in your pocket because it starts burning a hole in your pocket. If you actually had to use a debit card, which you can actually monitor your expenditure, it will become difficult to justify spending $20 or 200 rands on that ice cream or, you know, on cups of coffee, which you can have at home, you know, when you are struggling financially. But even better, this is a higher grade choice now for people who are a little bit more savvy. Start using your credit card. Did you know that your credit card companies actually pay you to use their money. They will give you up to 55 days free of credit. So if you settle your credit card in full at the end of the month, on or before due date, that is free money. You can actually keep your money in an interest-bearing account for that period of time and take that money and use it to settle your credit card. Now, that is smart thinking. The usual the average person just thinks about using credit on their credit card. They don't think about it as then turning the tables on the credit card company and being smart enough to understand what they're offering so that you use that to your own benefit. The second topic that we'll deal with today is paying yourself first. What is paying yourself first? It's really about investing in the future. Investing in that real estate portfolio that you've always wanted, or stock portfolio, and putting money into savings. Setting aside money for your education or your children's education, and setting aside money for the things that you're passionate about instead of just buying them on credit. Or if you're buying them on credit, make sure that you're savvy enough to be smarter than the credit card companies and pay that money in full at the end of the month. Now, when you're investing in education or your children's education, it's really about acquiring more knowledge so that you can actually use that knowledge to do more. Education is not about buying those books that are going to line your bookshelves and just look pretty. It's about applying that knowledge and use that to add value to your lives. Now, if financial literacy is what you need in your life right now, it means buying financial books and reading more about how you can manage your finances better so that you're able to do more in your life. Once you've paid yourself first, then it's time to pay others. You can pay expenses, so that's your day-to-day expenses, and you can also give to other people. In terms of split, I would generally suggest that you spend 60% on giving to others and your day-to-day necessities, and 40% on paying yourself first. That is savings, investments, education. And investing in things that you saving money for the things that you're passionate about. But for more information on that, I would suggest that you read T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, or attend your local Millionaire Mind intensive workshop or Peak Potentials in the United States. He has some very smart ideas on how to allocate your money in order to create the right money spending habits. Now, there is free money all around you. A lot of people are very, very oblivious to the free money that's all around you. But if you look today, banks, credit card companies are falling all over themselves giving you free money for your loyalty. So as a consumer, you need to stop becoming a sheep and actually be more savvy about where you spend money. Spend money with the people who actually give you more for your money. As an example, here in South Africa, I'm very, very loyal to Discovery Card, which happens to be my health insurance company as well. Because every time I spend money with Discovery's partners, I save up to 25% on what I need on a day-to-day basis. And that even includes things that are on sale. So in some instances, I'd get up to even 50% off what I need. So it's about actually being smart and not just spending wherever you see the item that you want, and just spending particularly with those partners that will give you more for your money. That also means being savvy about your loyalty. Don't dilute your loyalty, because if you dilute your loyalty, you do not have enough points in order to use them on the things that you really, really want. I would encourage you to select two or three loyalty companies that provide you with what you need in your life, given what your expenditure patterns are like, and stick to those partners, because you will maximize the points that you get and the savings that you get and the benefit that you get overall from the free money that you get from the loyalty programs. And doing that, you'll be able to afford a lot more than the money that you earn at the end of the month. And once you've done that, you'll have more money to start investing and start creating more money with that money. But creating more money is the topic for the next time. So today we've covered the topic of managing your financial resources, and I hope these tips will help you get a better handle on that. Until next time, wishing you financial intelligence, and I'll see you again next week. Louisa Stevens signing off, wishing you financial intelligence.